totally independent, come to my seminar. Let me show you how to make the fortune you have always dreamed about.
Ready? Go!
What happens if you are named
in Nelson Rockefeller's will?
You get rich quick.
Stand on the line, play the game again. Everybody's gonna lose and I'm gonna win. Gonna get rich quick.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Get Rich Quick with Josh
and Noel,
right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, I don't know. Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
What do you want me to tell you? I like to amp them up and then just bring them down hard.
Yeah.
That's it's all about. That's my broadcasting style.
Yeah, it's my shtick.
That's my thing, man. Bring them up and then drop them off the ledge. This is a show where I, Josh Rubin,
and I, Noel Dean,
come together once so week over a single topic.
Mm-hmm.
We choose a topic every week, and then we go and come up with incredible ideas whose sole purpose is to get you stinking rich.
Yeah.
And not just stinking rich, but stinking rich quickly.
Yeah.
Because you don't got time to waste with this bullshit.
Nope.
You want that money so you can go out and use that money. Period. End of story.
Yeah.
So we go off, we come up with ideas, and we come back, we broadcast them over the interwaves, and give them to you for absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that Radio Free Brooklyn is considered a charitable organization.
Yeah.
Because we don't get no money for what we give you.
No.
Or do we know?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because the way we like to look at it is we're investing.
Yes.
In our future, by investing in your future.
Mm-hmm.
And as investors, eventually there will be a payoff.
Yeah.
And that payoff is after you've gotten rich.
Yeah.
After you've taken our ideas, you've actioned them, you've made your millions, nay, billions, nay, dare we say, trillions.
Mm-hmm.
You'll remember us.
Yeah.
And you will send us some money.
That's right.
And we don't think, you know, it's sort of like if you've never come from a place where you've never tipped before, you go to a place that you've never been, a country you've never been before, you don't understand how the tipping works, and it's all very confusing, and you're always worried about being embarrassed about, like, did I tip enough? Did I leave too much money? We have a table. We're not going to make you have to figure it out. That's unfair to you.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you right up front what we find satisfactory. And we have a number for you guys. And what is that number, Noel?
Well, so after we have given you the most valuable investment anyone can do.
Which is what? What is the investment that we're giving them?
Spending an hour of our time speaking in a basement.
Yeah.
And you take that investment and you parlay it into billions, trillions, gajillions.
Oh, wow. You went there.
I did. You take out, you don't need a calculator.
Nope.
You don't need a slide rule.
Well, you may need a calculator.
And you might need a slide rule.
If you can't do basic math.
But you certainly don't need an abacus. And what you do is you give us 10% of everything you've ever made in this scheme that you've mm-hmm. taken and parlayed.
Mm-hmm.
10% you tithe us. Like yep. the church.
Yep.
That's it.
Because we're the church of getting rich quick.
Mm-hmm.
What is 10% of a gajillion?
It's 1/10 of a gajillion.
It's really one of my favorite things
uh-huh.
when you do that little thing that you're able to do of saying something that makes absolutely no sense,
that
but
makes
saying
sense.
It with such great...
1/10 of a gajillion.
Yeah, no, you're right. It does make sense in that respect. But answering a question that you don't know as if you actually know it. That tone, you're able to maintain that tone. You know, 1/10 of a gajillion. And then just ending the sentence right there, cutting off the conversation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, yeah, tithe this 10%.
Yeah.
And we get our money.
Yeah.
And we'll even donate some to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Sure.
Because we like to keep them running because it allows us to do this for you.
That's right.
Anyway, Noel.
Anyway.
How you doing, man?
I am doing good.
Yeah? Anything new and different in your life?
Well, I've got a couple little things. Nothing to do with our topic.
Uh-huh.
So, yes,
oh, I'll figure
last
that out.
Friday,
uh-huh.
I was on my way home, and I bumped into one of my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was outside chatting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And along up the street comes another neighbor.
Oh, my.
Carrying a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to her. And she's telling us, yeah, I'm just coming from Trader Joe's.
Is this a neighborhood neighbor or a building neighbor?
Neighborhood neighbor.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah, I just came from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, the new one on Spring Street.
There's a new one
yeah.
that opened last Friday,
uh-huh.
like a minute and a half walk from my apartment.
Yep.
My life has changed.
Yeah.
I have all sorts of food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there on Saturday, the mm-hmm. day after. I was walking the dog,
yeah.
and we turned down Spring Street.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I was actually walking my dog.
Okay.
And we turned down Spring Street, and there it was.
Yeah.
And there was no fanfare
no.
about it. It's actually not like, you know, the Trader Joe's on 14th Street, the sign is huge.
Yeah.
The Trader Joe's on 23rd Street, the sign is huge. It's not so big. It's like until you sort of get to the front of it,
yeah.
you're not even 100% sure it's there.
I know.
It's great. And it was empty. Dude. Empty.
Because that's always my problem with Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it's a zoo in there.
I went to Trader Joe's one time with Deb, Josh's wife.
What? When did you do this?
We had a thing for a while. We'd go to Trader Joe's.
What?
No, we went once to, I bumped into her walking down 6th Avenue, and she was going to the Chelsea Trader Joe's.
Yeah. When was this?
It was a while, a couple of years ago.
She never told me the story.
It's our secret. And... So I was like, yeah, I'll go to Trader Joe's with you. I've never been inside a Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
So I went inside and...
So she busted your cherry.
She busted my Trader Joe cherry.
Whore.
Yeah. And as soon as you walked in the door, you are in line for the checkout.
Yeah,
and that line wraps all the way up and down every aisle. And I was like, that's horrific. I don't want any part of it. Turns out the one a minute walk from my apartment... isn't like that yet.
No, it's not. And also, the experience when you go to, because the line wraps all the way around the store, the aisles are unpassably narrow because there are people waiting online in
yeah.
most of the aisles as it snakes through. So it creates a lot of traffic jams, and it's really infuriating
yes.
to shop there. This one...
Yeah.
The aisles are twice as wide.
Twice as wide.
It's crazy. Like, they actually learn from, you know, their various things. The one on 14th Street,
mm-hmm.
the line to get in sometimes goes out the front door and down the block.
Don't want a part of that.
It's no, and I don't blame you. You know, I'm a fan of Trader Joe's for certain things,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I am not a full-on member of the Trader Joe's cult.
No.
Because a lot of the stuff that people love there is fucking awful.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it's, like, total prepared dinner.
Oh, long like a star on my eyes, and sleep I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that I was blind, singing, gazing with tranquility.
Welcome, this is Jorge at our first Hurdy-Gurdy Songs broadcast here at Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm so happy to be here. Beautiful afternoon, welcome everyone. What is this show about? What are we going to do on Hurdy-Gurdy Songs? Well, I'm going to try to clarify a lot of this for you today, but it's going to take a lot of sessions together to really understand what are the Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. First of all, I do want to thank Radio Free Brooklyn, because this opportunity to do community radio is something that I've really wanted to do for a long time. And so thank you very much, everyone at Radio Free Brooklyn, Tom, Shane, Rob, everyone. Ben, it's going to take a little bit of a transition. And in fact, we will be working our way towards a transition. And by that I mean that we're going to be changing a lot as we listen to this program. This program is eclectic at its core. We're not playing one genre, one style, one form of music. We're really going to cover a lot of territory, and it's my pleasure to hopefully introduce you to some things that you know and some things that you don't know. There will be a lot of content and context around this show. But first, I want to clarify, where does this Hurdy-Gurdy Song come from? Since we're doing kind of a talk and music show, I wanted to explain briefly, as best as I can, why Hurdy-Gurdy. Well, it's because I was trying to think of an instrument that represented something along the lines of the complexity that we live in today, which is the tradition, the traditional world, the modern world, the postmodern, all those extra post-postmoderns. And I wanted to find an instrument that was complex and yet harkened back to the simple idea of people and expression and folk as such. But because the instrument is so complex, and the instrument we're talking about here is the hurdy-gurdy, which is also something that I want to point out, that it's a very complex instrument itself, the tekerolant. And the tekerolant, it's a chordophone. I'm an ethnomusicologist by training, so you're going to hear a little bit of ethno jargon, and I apologize for that. But it's a chordophone. In other words, it has strings, but it also sounds kind of like an aerophone, which is a wind-driven instrument. But it's a chordophone, that uses a rosin-covered wheel to set strings in motion. It requires the technique of a performer to turn a crank to spin the wheel, and in doing the jerking of the wheel in different positions, it creates rhythmic accents. So he can engage, create a buzzing drone as well. So it's a very complex instrument. It has keys, like a piano. And those keys touch the strings. It's a string instrument. Chordophone, sounds like an aerophone, has keys. It's a very complex instrument. And so basically I wanted something that is both hearkening back to folk traditions, but is also talking about technology. And so this instrument, the hurdy-gurdy, and I could certainly do a few shows on strictly the instrument, but I won't kill you with that. It's a beautiful instrument, a complex instrument, but it's really the name of this show for that reason. It represents people, it represents change and transition. So with that, I'm going to leave it at that. I would love your comments. My email here at Radio Free Brooklyn is Jorge, that's J-O-R-G-E, at radiofreebrooklyn.org. I love comments. I'm looking for suggestions. This is community radio, so I'm certainly looking for hurdy-gurdy songs from you. And I hope to have guests. I hope to have some of our Brooklyn brethren and sisters come and participate in this effort to expose hurdy-gurdy songs. So what are the hurdy-gurdy songs? Well, as I said, this is going to take a while to start getting a sense of it, but I'm looking for songs that really are unmasked, songs that really speak the truth to all sorts of situations and circumstances. We normally think of songs that speak truth to power, such as political songs, protest songs, songs of resistance. But this is not just that. This is truth on a different level. And I'm talking way too much right now, so I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to start right now with, and I sweated this a little bit too, because I didn't know how do you start this program? So I thought, let's go to the indigenous. And by that, I mean native. And in my view, at least, I think that we are all indigenous to some place, some time, some source that we are all connected to. So I wanted to start with this, and we'll talk a little bit about it shortly.
That they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the human beings. The callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the evolution, the continuation. The Halusa Nation. The Halusa Nation. We are the Halusa Nation. Hey, hey, hey. are the Halusa Nation.
That's the voice of John Trudell. In one of the last recordings that he did before he passed away a couple years ago. And A Tribe Called Red, really popular Native American, kind of a hip-hop group. They do a lot of, I hate to call them mashes because there's so much more than that. In this track, they're joined by Northern Voice, which is a contemporary Northern-style powwow drum group, and they're singing in their indigenous language, one of these great powwow groups, in which are... you clearly can get a sense of John Trudell's poetry. John Trudell, of course, is a Native American activist, advocate of American Indian movement, and probably one of the greatest poets in the Native American tradition. This was a record released on Radicalized Records, and A Tribe Called Red, they're essentially a duo that blends reggae, of course, hip-hop, moonbaton, and dubstep-influenced dance music with elements of First Nations music, particularly the chanting and drumming that is prototypical of this pan-indigenous powwow events. This album was released in 2016, and it just garnered a lot of attention. So this is an example of a hurdy-gurdy song. And I really don't have to explain too much more about that because so much of what John Trudell says speaks for himself. Because in some ways, the poetry is almost marks it right off as a hurdy-gurdy song as such. Next up, I want to move up into a different genre entirely. As I said, we're going to jump around quite a bit on hurdy-gurdy songs. And this is from the band Superchunk. Superchunk, as you know, it's a North Carolina-based indie band. And they'll be playing at Celebrate Brooklyn on June 21st, by the way. And Mac McCaughan, who is one of the leaders of the band, they've been around a long time. They've been around a very long time. But they're great. They continue to write great songs. They put out a new album recently, which is... I'll probably draw a little bit more on it as well. This is what Mac McCaughan comments about music generally, protest music, is that he says it's most protest music, it's terrible, it's pedantic. It's usually preaching to the choir. Now, this song I'm going to play for you, it's called Reagan Youth. It was an ode to the 80s anarchist punk band of the same name. Reagan Youth always used to play CB's New York City. And Reagan Youth, This song is kind of a frustrated acknowledgement that there are this other Reagan Youth. In fact, that there's not just this one Reagan Youth, but that there's this former president and people who are in positions of power have somehow had a more durable legacy. In other words, we're kind of looking at a Reagan Youth today. So the song is questioning what good did all that punk rock do? What did all that punk rock achieve? And that question leads to the quest to another one for Mac, which is, as an artist, what good am I doing? What am I going to do? Write a song? What's that going to do? Let's listen to Reagan Youth.
Five degrees and it's summer '81. We know you.
there's Superchunk doing Reagan Youth. Again, hurdy-gurdy song. I'm pointing out to the fact that there are other ways to perceive what social protest songs are about. And now we switch, of course, to probably one of the, you know, clear American fathers of this kind of thinking, which is, of course, Woody Guthrie, which I'll come back to a few times in maybe even do some specials on Guthrie. This is a song called Tear the Fascists Down, which actually comes from his recording Woody the Agitator on My Dusty Road CD collection, four CDs. And this song, Tear the Fascists Down, was a song really from the World War II period. Woody was definitely a patriot himself, served on Merchant Marines, was even torpedoed while serving in the Merchant Marines, and he very much took a position against fascism, along with the Soviet Union at the time, or Russia, I should say. The thing about Woody in this particular song is that it's an interesting thing that, for example, Billy Bragg pointed out that less than that 5,000 people bought Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl ballads. And in fact, as I understand from my German colleague, Michael Kleff, thank you, he clarified that actually less than 1,000 copies were originally pressed. So it was not a big selling recording. It's the point that Billy Bragg was making, that less people bought it than most people would think. But rather, it's how culture picks up on these ideas and runs with them. Billy said Woody's guitar didn't actually kill fascists, although it was an idea that he painted on the guitar. But it was that idea. That's what music does as such. So Woody, of course, is someone whose ability to tell the truth certainly brings him into the hurdy-gurdy songs.
There's a great and a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down, but our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down.
Yeah, Woody Guthrie, of course, the quintessential singer-songwriter and model of the American protest tradition. We are certainly going to cover some of Woody Guthrie's songs, along with the usual leaders in this area. But what I wanted to shift now into was go into more of a world awareness of a world Woody Guthrie song, so to speak. And because these songs are not limited to America, these are songs that are truly going to exist in every part of the planet. And I will try to give a little bit of context. I won't go into Woody Guthrie too much right now, but I do want to bring with this next recording, this next song. It's a song called Refuse to Forget. And it's associated with a band that was originally very much a heavy metal band from Indonesia. And heavy metal for a long time was not really considered, quote unquote, you know, music of resistance or political and so on and so much. It was pretty much dismissed as politically inert, if not reactionary, by many Western countries. But the relationship to progressive social change is complex. And there's been more interest and more study in metal as having some kind of like real political charge as such. And again, in our program, we are not really focusing on just the political, because music operates on so many different levels, as we all know and love that about music itself. But in Indonesia, heavy metal was very much used during the Suharto years of repressive government. And this band, Navikula, which is from a band from Bali, they were one of the bands at the forefront of this kind of like heavy metal, you know, dark expression of it. They've changed a lot over the years. They're still performing, they're still recording. Today they're known as the Green Grunge Gentlemen because of their lyrics often focus on environmental, and that's yet another area of themes that we'll explore over our time together. But for now, let me play this next song by Navikula, and it is called Ingin Kau Downtang.
Kau di masa silam, maukah ku rindu? Aku rindu, sayang. Walau kau tak di sini, namun sepertinya masih ku rasa hangat tubuhmu di ranjangku, hangat senyummu membelai jiwa. Entah nanti ataukah hari ini
Refuse to Forget. That's Navikula from Indonesia, Bali, from their Love Bomb 2013 recording. Now we're going to stay in the world realm and go way over to Greece. And I want to thank, and I always will be thanking colleagues and friends of mine who have helped me, who helped me with this. Evgenia Mavromati in Athens, Greece, helped me very much with this. I have many friends. I want to credit them all. This next piece is, well, let me play it for you first, and then I'll tell you. Well, actually, let me tell you a little bit about it first, okay? This is a legendary singer, Nikos Xylotis, who was born in Crete, and his voice and songs, they were an inspiration to Greek people against rebelling against the military junta in Greece, 1967 to 1974. There are some Cretan folk music elements in his songs, with verses from important Greek poets such as Nikos Gatsos, Yannis Ritsos, Kostas Varnalis, and the Nobel laureate Georgios Seferis. Famous Greek composers like Yannis Markopoulos and Stavros Saharkos worked with him. This song is called Posa Chronia Disecta. It's a song by the composer Yannis Markopoulos. According to Greek tradition, years with 366 days are called disecta, which actually means with two sixes are years of bad luck. There is still the superstition even today. For instance, people avoid getting married during a year with two sixes. So here the song refers to such bad years of bad luck, of misfortune. It addresses the Virgin Mary, but actually through her it addresses all mothers, saying how many years of misfortunes you had to suffer without shedding a tear, although seeing all that is going on around us, your sons have been killed. In Greek tradition and in folk poetry, especially in laments, death is often personified. His name is Haros, so that many times people, and especially mothers, are addressing him directly, asking for his mercy. So in this song, it suggests to mothers to talk to death, but even more to talk to his wife, to talk to him, to act as a mediator and beg for his mercy. Yes, death has a wife. But eventually, there will come a day at dawn when mothers and their children will sit at the same table, at the same long table, and it'll be a day of resurrection, and people will sing those many popular songs of freedom. Interestingly, I think it's a song about the role of women, more precisely of mothers, in this time of struggle for freedom, a role associated with that in Greek traditional laments. Here's Nikos Xylotis.
Μέσα σε μια ώρα βάσταξε σαν δάκρυτη μάνα Παναγιά. Όσα βολιά σπήρανε γέμουσε μια ώρα και σε μαρμάρωσανε στην ξερολιθιά. Hey. Μέσα στα ερυπία στέκει σαν αηδό τα μεσήμερο και θρηνολογεί. Κάλεσε το χάροτα σε κρυφόν αγώνα φτωχιά ξημερώματα σε μακρύ τραπέζι. Θα έρθουν να καθίσουνε μάνες και παιδιά. Αναστάσιμη κι ο λαός τα παίζει τα πολλά τραγούδια του για τη λευτεριά. Τα πολλά τραγούδια του για τη λευτεριά.
Nikos Siluris with Esposa Shronia Dissecta. Yeah, really powerful lament. Okay, so thank you, Evgenia Mavromatis, for that. Getting back to our Brooklyn, we have to, of course, remember we are in Brooklyn and so many hurdy-gurdy songs will come out of Brooklyn. Again, this is very much about truth-telling songs of all sorts, of all genres, of all styles, and something that you will not hear anywhere except on Radio Free Brooklyn, community radio, where you can hear this kind of eclectic, wide-ranging scope. And I'm going to ask you, if you want to sponsor Hurdy Gurdy Songs, if you want to provide donations to Radio Free Brooklyn, please see our website, radiofreebrooklyn.com. We have newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out our programming. I'm grateful to Shane. Everybody Plays the Fool. My good friend, Dr. Lisa, whose own program is just wonderful. There's some really wonderful programs here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I wanted to be a part of it, and I'm really honored to be a part of it. And welcome to our first inaugural, I hate to use that term, program of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. And again, this first show is really kind of a sampler, if anything. We're all over the place, but I definitely had to get back to M1 and Stickman. So let's just go with What If the Lights Go Out.
Hey, they go to rescue. Hey, there they go right there. They looking for us. What you, that go to helicopter. Yo, hey, yo, hey.
Yo, don't do that, man. You gonna get shot, man.
We right here.
Yo.
Right here, right here. Hey, where y'all going?
Man, they ain't coming to help us, man.
Where y'all going?
We got to help our motherfucking self.
Whatever gon' be, I'm ready. Got my AR-15 ready. Water in my canteen ready. When the shit hit the fan, I'm ready. Can't get no dough off your car. Can't eat no money, no credit. Can't get no food from the stove. But the struggle won't break my spirit. The strong survive, the weak perish. A man with a plan don't panic. Survival candles, solar panels. Chapters from my soldier manual. Organization, communication, clarity, family, solidarity. The dollar bill is just a piece of paper. If the lights go out, it ain't gon' save ya.
What if the lights go out?
Sky, teardrops falling from your eye. Is anybody out there on your side? Lights out, it's on denied. Disorganized humanity is borderline insanity. But don't panic, be cool. No code to the streets and no rules. They don't alert you about the curfew. First they search you, then they murk you. Psychological, diabolical, biological, highly volatile. Knocked on the door with Josephina. Locked us up in no arena. What did we learn from Katrina? I hope you can swim if you're waiting on FEMA.
What if the lights go out? The light within, it will show you the way.
What If the Lights Go Out, by Dead Prez, of course. Long time, wonderful rappers that been following their career for a long time. And I still don't think they ever got the credit, get the credit that they deserve. But they released a song on their Information Age release in 2012. And the song was, in part, it came from a result from Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath, which he says, quote, "Our comment in that song is about being prepared for natural disaster, for things that are going on in this world with war, terrorism, police brutality, storms, global warming." Stick says, quote, "Don't just sit around and worry about what the government's going to do or not do and just protest, but have a proactive stance. We need to move from a protest mentality to a proactive mentality." So yeah, Dead Prez. So we're moving on now towards a very dear friend of mine and a wonderful composer and educator, a musician by the name of Ben Neal. I had a great opportunity to play with Ben many years ago, and he's always amazed me with what he does. He's a trumpeter but a composer, and really unique artist. This is a piece, and we're going to go out on this, but let me tell you a little bit about what focused, you know, the focus of this particular piece. Again, with Hurdy Gurdy Songs, I want to give you the music. I want you to share the music. I want to know what music you think qualifies for this kind of programming, because really, I'm counting on you very much so to contact me. Let me know, Jorge@RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. I have a huge list of these songs, database of these songs, but I want to know what you think qualifies. And I think you're starting to get maybe a sense, you know, Tribe Called Red, Super Chuck, Woody Guthrie, Navicula, Nico Silores, Dead Prez. I think you're starting to get a little sense, I hope, of where we're going with this. This next piece was written in December 2016 by Ben Neal in response to the Trump election. The thing that jumped out to Ben, I think, was a quote, "Every man has a breaking point. He has reached into his, and very obviously, he has gone insane." Ben wrote to me explaining, "On election night, as the returns came in and the reality set in that Trump would be elected, all I could think of was apocalypse now. The horror was the line that first came to his mind. But the whole film's depiction of power, craze, insanity kept coming back to him in waves for weeks afterwards. In December 2016, he wrote two songs in direct response to the election, Transition Dub and Souvenir. Transition Dub is an expression of the shock, anger, and outrage he felt, and uses samples of dialogue from the scene in Apocalypse Now, when a recording of Kurtz, you remember Kurtz is played for Willard as he is being given his orders to assassinate Kurtz. After the tape of Kurtz is played, General Corman states, quote, "Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has a breaking point. You and I have. He has reached his, and very obviously he has gone insane," Willard replies. "Yes, sir, very much so, sir. Obviously insane. The track is dark. It's a slow dub that also samples microtonal clusters and created from fractals. And for Ben Neal, fractals are a central part of his composition. And he works with his collaborating artist, the mathematician Ralph Abraham, who experiments with chaos mathematics and psychedelic consciousness." As Ben continued working on the song during 2017, he rushed to put it out for fear that Trump might be normalized and the message wouldn't make sense as more time went by. However, as the nightmarish day of Trump reality has unfolded, the words have taken on even more meaning. In February 2018, this was first released on his new Blue Math label, and his message seems to be right on point as we continue to suffer through the horror that is Trump. So this transition, of course, refers to the transition of what we are now living on a day-to-day basis. With that, I invite you to join me every Tuesday at 2 o'clock to hear more of these transition dubs, to more of these hurdy-gurdy songs, to more of this unmasking and telling the truth, and how these songs, we love the artist, we need the artist, but it's the motivation and the incentive that these artists are clearly telling us something, and we need to find and listen to these hurdy-gurdy songs. Thank you for listening. I hope to hear from you, and I wish you really all the best. Here we go out with Ben Neal and Transition Dub.
There's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil, and good does not always triumph.